But right now, what comes to mind when you think of a fruit salad? Potentially a disappointing array of limp, unidentifiable fruity chunks, or maybe a bountiful platter of the very best Mother Nature has to offer, complete with plump pineapple rings and juicy apples. Well, whatever it is that you're visualizing, it's probably not all coming from one plant. Well, have you heard of fruit salad trees? They exist, they're nuts, and they're surprisingly easy to get a hold of. Here to tell us a little bit more is Kerry West, CEO of fruitsaladtrees.com. Kerry, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Tess. Thanks for the opportunity.
So could you tell us, I guess, what exactly is a fruit salad tree?
They're multi-grafted fruit trees that have up to six different fruits of the same family of fruits on the one tree. So there's three different tree types. The stone fruit tree can host all the different stone fruit family, like peaches and nectarines and plums and apricots and peachcots, and they can all be growing and producing their fruits individually on the one tree, and they ripen over a longer period of time, so you don't get the whole tree coming with one type of fruit. And then we do a citrus one, where you can have lemons and oranges and mandarins and limes and tangelos or lemonades, all different citrus coming from one tree, again between two and six different fruits on the one tree. And the other tree, the last tree, is the apple tree, where there's different varieties of apples that'll ripen over the summer period, and all coming from one tree.
They sound completely bonkers.
Well, no, we've been making them about 25 years and distributing them all around Australia. And we got modern probably about 15 years ago and built a website. So they're easy to find, and Australia Post takes them everywhere for the last 20 years, everywhere, all the states in Australia have them.
You mentioned that the plants, they work through grafting. Could you run us through that process?
Right. Well, grafting is many thousands of years old. So the technique that we use is not new. Most people just graft one kind of fruit on a tree. But when we discovered, out of our poverty actually, having to make our own fruit trees because we were living in the country out of Sydney, but we decided to, my husband really decided to experiment. Why can't you put all the different fruits, grafting them into the main central stem? So the main central stem of the tree is called the rootstock tree, and that is grown, and then we go to an older orchard, cut off some branches off a tree, and we take the bud off those branches. The bud is the point from which the next branch will grow on that tree, and it's a little spot that's in between the branch and the leaf. So we cut that little bud away off that mature tree, and we splice it into the new mother tree or the new rootstock tree. And because it's the same family of fruits, that rootstock tree will accept it. I mean, you can't put an orange onto a peach rootstock because it's a different family, but that's what grafting's all about. And the other advantage with grafting, Tess, is that you're not waiting for a lot of years to have your fruit. The little piece that you're grafting into the rootstock tree is already fruiting because it's coming from an older tree, and in its memory bank it wants to produce fruit very quickly, straight away, because it still thinks it's on the other tree. And that's what grafting is all about, and that's the advantages of grafting, is that you get the exact replica of the fruit from the branch off the other tree. It'll never be anything else but that fruit, and it produces fruit very quickly.
And so is there a special care that is needed for a multi-grafted tree as opposed to a tree that's only growing one sort of fruit?
Yes, I'm glad you asked me that, because we like to point that out. With the different fruits, let's say you've got a tree with a peach, a nectarine and a plum on it. As they grow and develop, they may grow at different rates, and maybe on one tree the plum will be the faster grower, and the same combination on another tree, maybe the peach will be the faster grower. So they're all individual. Sometimes they'll all grow at exactly the same rate, but we call it balancing, and we explain that on our care instructions, and you can see videos of it on the website, that you just keep all the grafts and the branch works of each of the fruits that are grafted, keep them growing evenly and balanced. Don't let one dominate. So if you do start to see it growing a bit faster, then we instruct you to cut it back and slow it down so that the mother tree that they're grafted onto is feeding them all equally and none of them are getting greedy.
It definitely makes sense. I do have to ask, though, as well, how much, you mentioned that, you know, they are all in all the states and territories in Australia, but how much demand is there for a tree that can grow heaps of different types of fruit?
Well, there's a lot of demand, and a lot of people still don't know about us. Because of that balancing that I was telling you about, that care requirement, once you get them up to their height, and some of them are dwarfing, so it doesn't take long to get them up to their height, but once you get them up, that job's over about the balancing. And people want these kinds of trees because they're easy to look after. The fruits ripen over a period of a whole season, and in a case of citrus, it can be having fruit all year round, winter and summer oranges, and mandarins are in autumn, and lemons and limes spread out over the autumn and winter. So they're very much in demand for people who don't want an abundance of one type of fruit and it all ripens at the same time and they don't know what to do with it all. So for the home gardener, it's fantastic, and it's orchardists that want to pick a lot of fruit all at one time. Well, they're better off with the single varieties. And some people, if they've got a bit more space, instead of getting one tree with four fruits on it, they might have space to have two ways and have a smaller number of fruits on the tree, but have more trees. So it depends on your space. Some people want to grow them in pots, and that's great too, on a balcony, having sunshine. They need to have sunshine. A lot of people grow them in pots and still get normal size fruit in a pot, but keeping it smaller, or maybe they don't have the ground to put it in anyway, and maybe they can put it in the ground in 5 or 10 years' time. So that's all a possibility too, of growing them in pots or in the ground. So they're really, really popular when people hear about them. We don't supply nurseries, so people don't see them in nurseries. So unless you're buying gardening magazines, you probably don't know about them. And opportunities like this to tell people and inform people about fruit salad trees is a great way, and people get really excited about it.
I mean, I'm certainly very excited. They sound like a lot of fun.
They're great gift ideas too, you know. People give them for housewarmings and baby presents. Instead of a bunch of flowers, they'll plant a tree, or occasions like Christmas is our biggest dispatch. Our trees go out all through the year because they go out in the pots in which they're grown. They don't go bare-rooted in winter, so we send them out all through the year, and people buy them for every occasion, gift certificates or just planting to remember somebody in their life. That's happening as well. So there's lots of occasions you can give fruit salad trees if you can't have one yourself.
Well, they sound like so much fun. Kerry, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for letting the word out. Thanks, Tess. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Kerry West, CEO of FruitSaladTrees.com, having a chat with us this morning about fruit salad trees, something I had not heard of. They're grafted trees that can grow up to 5 or 6 different types of fruit on the same tree. Completely nuts. I absolutely love it.